Of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3437, Baruch Hashem, the third day of Iyar Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So, the Rebbe is answering this letter to a letter sent to him dated the 28th day of Nisan, in which he writes about the condition of etc. So, of course, I don't know who the etc. is, so I don't know who he's talking about, but apparently there was a health issue there, as we see from the Rebbe's answer. And the Rebbe says, basically, as the Rebbe usually would suggest to people, is that first you have to listen to the doctors and follow their advice. Because as the Rebbe says, doctors, not only do they have a right to heal, as the Gemara uses the Lashon, that the language they use in the Talmud from the Pasuk, Virape Yirape, that the doctor has permission to heal, but the Rebbe adds, not only permission, but he has the power to heal. So basically, God has given the power to heal. As you know, probably there's other beliefs that say we shouldn't get in the way of God's. If God made a person sick, we should not intervene. But of course, that's not the Jewish and not the Torah way. So the Rebbe says, in addition to holding on to the ways of nature, which means that you need to ask the opinion of an expert doctor, specialist in this area. So like every area has its own specialty, but you need a doctor who's a specialist in that area, and you must follow his instruction. And the Torah has given right and power to a doctor to heal. So in addition to that, not in place of that, but in addition to that, you should check the mezuzahs in your home, and also the tefillin, your tefillin, that they should be kosher. And in addition to the three classes scheduled that is equal to everyone, been instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Chumash, Tillim, and Tanya, that are known, that for sure you keep them, the Rebbe says. So it would be proper, the Rebbe says, that every weekday, before the davening, you should give several coins for tzedakah. So the Rebbe says, in addition, listen to the doctors, check the mezuzahs, check your tefillin. In addition to keeping the three classes, it's fitting that every weekday before the davening, you should give several coins to tzedakah. And then the Rebbe says, especially, apparently this person was a scholar, he was a Talmud Chacham. So the Rebbe says, in addition to that, you should put an effort to fulfill the saying of our sages of blessed memory. The sages say, Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Sholim Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachomim, the scholars, they bring lots of peace into the world. Now, the Rebbe in the parentheses says, really, to actually reach the level of a Talmud Chacham, to qualify, that may be like quite a high level. But he brings down, because it says, Kol Bonayich Limudei Hashem. The verse says, all your sons are learned about Hashem, meaning, to a certain extent, we can all be considered Talmidei Chachamim. We still have somewhat of knowledge in the learning we're studying about Hashem. And Rebbe also quotes from other sources, from the Chavetz Das, who discusses the description, who qualifies for the title of a Talmud Chacham. You know, especially, used to come sometimes in other letters of the Rebbe, if you marry a daughter of a Kohen, it says that the person who's marrying the daughter of a kohen needs to be a Talmud Chacham. So when somebody would write to the Rebbe about that they're doing a shidduch with a daughter of a kohen, the Rebbe would tell them, suggest that they study several things so they know it by heart, they would qualify as a Talmud Chacham. But anyways, that's I'm not too want to get in here. But the Rebbe says, it doesn't say just Talmidei Chachamim bring peace. It says Marbim. Marbim means they increase. When you talk about increase, increase doesn't have any limitations. You're saying just keep on. Because as much as you occupy itself in this, there is place for addition. As much peace as we bring, you can be even more. As the Rebbe says, as we see, in actuality, you see that can always increase in peace. And the Rebbe says the measure of Hashem is measure for measure. To increase the peace in your territory, what does it mean, peace? The Rebbe says literally peace. But also the Rebbe says peace in the Pamalia Shel Mato, in the academy of above, of below, and the Rebbe is talking about from Lakuta Torah and the Maimer Hecholzu, which brings together with the spiritual levels, with the physical levels, the academy of below with the academy of above, which means the physical and the spiritual, the holy with the mundane, the more profound with less, just generally bringing things together, as explained in the Maimer, the Rebbe references, and the Maimer Echoltzu, and the Rebbe blesses them for good, with a blessing for good news and all the above. So, the Rebbe recommends listen to a specialist in that area, do as he says. The doctor has not only the right, but he has the power to heal. Check the mezuzahs, check the tefillin, study the three classes of Echitas, Chumash, Tilmatanya, give some tzedakah, and as a Talmud Chacham, and Rebbe says qualifies, everybody's a Talmud Chacham, you should try to increase peace in the world, and then Hashem, in return, measure for measure, brings peace also to the person and to their lives, and the Rebbe blesses them for success.